Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello! Welcome to your Hump-a-dump-a-day edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's February 18th, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Something you Android fans and users might want to listen to. According to a new report published by Alcatel, it's saying that no less than 16 million mobile devices were hit by malware last year. Basically, what that comes down to, malware infected as many Android devices as it did Windows machines. That's nuts. The increase is up 25% compared to 2013, and malware infections actually rose 20% overall last year. Meanwhile, the research also showed that less than 1% of infections actually affected iPhones, and a little bit less than that actually affected BlackBerry smartphones. The BlackBerry smartphones, not a surprise. How many are left in the world? Like five? Hey, while we're talking about BlackBerry, BlackBerry feels like they're in the suing mood again. Typo, you remember that little keyboard that kind of hooks up to your iPhones or whatever, so it gives you a physical keyboard? Well, I guess BlackBerry's not done suing them. Typo already paid out nearly $1 million to BlackBerry for infringing its patents, but BlackBerry wants a little bit more. According to the Hollywood Woe Reporter, BlackBerry on Monday filed a new complaint in California because Typo's new keyboard looks like it was ripped straight from the BlackBerry's labs. BlackBerry quote is saying they savagely copied the keyboard down to the smallest detail. Although I kind of have to agree with BlackBerry on this one. I look at the keyboard, it looks identical. No word yet from Typo's explanation on the keyboard or anything to do with the lawsuit. We probably won't hear anything until it's settled, probably out of court. As for BlackBerry, yeah, I think money's starting to run a little thin over there. They're going to start suing left and right. You just watch. Chromecast users, you'll be happy to know that VLC Media Player will soon support your device. With your Chromecast dongle, it means that you'll be able to stream nearly any type of media to the tiny dongle. From Android, Mac, Windows, Linux. But however, iOS, it's still kind of in the fog. Since Videoland mysteriously pulled their app from the iTunes App Store just after iOS 8 arrived. Now, the company hasn't exactly given the date when the new version of Videoland's player will be arriving, but they're saying you're not going to have to hold your breath too long. Are you a little bummed out gamer today or overnight or wherever you are in the world? Chances are you are, because Xbox Live is down. Many gamers have taken to social media saying, "Yo, dude, it's down, what's up?" Players on Xbox One and Xbox 360 are having the same issues, preventing them to sign into the service and playing online multiplayer games like Battlefield 4. Microsoft has only given a status update saying that they are having issues with Xbox Live, and they are currently working on the problem. In addition, however, to Xbox Live outage, publisher Electronic Arts noted that it's also having problems with its servers. Is this an attack by Lizard Squad again? We'll keep you posted here at BTN. Google Glasses may be out, but Sony is in. Sony's going to be releasing its own developer edition of its smart glasses very soon. The Android-compatible smart glasses will be arriving in early March. Forget this, $840. Not cheap, no, but a lot cheaper than what Google's was. A Sony spokeswoman said that a hands-free device called the Smart Eyeglasses will be a promising product for our company and will have many practical uses. I don't know about that, but it looks cool. For those of you not familiar with these Smart Eyeglasses, they are internet-connected and can display low-resolution monochrome imagery and text, such as SMS messages, on the lenses. According to Sony, the 3mm thick lenses have an 85% light transmittance rate and objects are highly visible. Problem is, right now, I just don't know if $800+ is visible to me to get these things. Apple Watch plans and pricing has been revealed. Well, at least according to the Wall Street Journal, that is. According to the Wall Street Journal, Apple is preparing 5 million to 6 million unit run production for the first quarter of this year for its Apple Watch. Half of those units are going to be the entry-level $349 version. The mid version is going to account for about one-third of the initial orders. And the very expensive Apple Watch, which is expected to cost about $4,000, yes, oh my gosh, will be available in limited quantities when it launches in April. Apparently, Apple is planning on making more than 1 million Apple Watch Edition units per month in the second quarter of this year. Personally, $349 sounds expensive to me, let alone $4,000. Man. And finally, things have always been a little bit different in Japan. They go a little bit different way, particularly when it comes to their smartphones. Funny enough, smartphone shipments in Japan are actually falling. Why, you ask? Well, Japan is falling in love all over again with the flip phone. Yeah, flip phone. For the first time in 7 years, the flip phone shipments grew 5.7% in Japan, and believe it or not, actually sold 10.8%. 5 million units. It really actually comes down to battery life. Yep, battery life. Battery life is far more manageable on these little flip phones. And also, when it comes to Japan's mobile contracts, they have some of the most expensive ones in the world. Flip phone contracts, on the other hand, are much, much cheaper. There's a reason for that, though. You're probably not going to use that much data on a flip phone. That's kind of sad, isn't it? For a country that's so pushing forward in technology and pushing the boundaries, they're relying on a flip phone. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter if you're really, really bored and, you know, you just don't have anything better to do, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, I hope you have a great Wednesday. Just keep thinking about Friday. We're getting there. And thank you very, very much for listening.